and Indy, and everything that flies. It's all about the race, and it's everything we know. Full down throttle, welcome to the show. Wasted Rocket Show, Speedway Report now. Wasted Rocket Show, facts from the... Speedway Report is produced and broadcast by the Zeus Radio Network for Racers Reunion Radio. We have a world champion for 2017. Now, locking up a title with two races to go, or NASCAR playoff style? I'll give you my thoughts on that. And, of course, Chase Elliott versus Denny Hamlin. Oh, yes, I've got some thoughts on them, too. Well, all of this and more. Welcome to Speedway Report for Monday, October 30th. 2017, the night before Halloween, from the haunted shores of Lake Norman in Mooresville, North Carolina. I'm Patrick Reynolds, and thank you for joining the fastest half hour in racing on RacersReunion.com, Facebook Live, and SpeedwayReport.com. From the spooky North Myrtle Beach ZRN studios, producer Jeff Gilder is with us until the top of the hour. Good to have him along and everyone down at the beach as we all get set for a little trick-or-treating tomorrow evening. Let's jump into the Speedway Report Victory Lane lap. No week-to-week, series-to-series, track-to-track. Yeah, the results are getting a little thin as we get late in the season here. I'm cool with that, but gosh, the stories and the quality. Ah, gosh, we got some headlines for you. Let's get to your winners first. Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series. The water cooler talk of Monday, raced at Martinsville, Virginia yesterday. Kyle Busch was your winner. He is one of the four that will battle for the championship in Homestead Miami Speedway in 3 weeks. But the big stories from yesterday were not with Mr. Busch's victory. Stay tuned. The NASCAR Truck Series was at Martinsville, Virginia on Saturday afternoon, where Noah Gregson won his first career Truck Series race. Coincidentally, he drove for Kyle Busch in a KBM Motorsports truck, and just the opposite of the Cup Series, he's not in the truck playoffs. So he wins, but it has no effect on him being in the battle for the championship when they go to Miami. So they'll have some point-paying positions, at least two, that will battle for the truck title when they go down to Homestead. Now, in Formula One yesterday afternoon in Mexico, the Grand Prix was won by Max Verstappen. Now, the big story was the championship, where the title contenders Sebastian Vettel and Lewis Hamilton, they got off to the start, one, two, three corners. They made contact in the opening lap, which sent them both pit side. Vettel came back by the end of the race. He climbed back up to fourth, Hamilton to ninth. That right there was enough for Hamilton to clinch his fourth world championship. Lewis Hamilton, out of England, driving for Mercedes, the 2017 F1 champion. Now, in the American cars, Haas's Kevin Magnussen did finish in the points. He got an eighth place finish yesterday for Haas. NHRA was out on the strip in Sin City. Las Vegas, Nevada hosted the Straight Line Fellas. And in Top Fuel, Terry McMillan finally gets his first career win on the rails. Funny Car was won by Muscle Man Matt Hagen. Greg Anderson, local guy around here in Lake Norman, he takes the Pro Stock category. And in Pro Stock Motorcycle, Eddie Kralik was your winner. They'll settle that championship in a couple of weeks in Pomona, California. In the World of Outlaw Sprints, when are they not racing? I think on Christmas Day they don't have a race. But they were supposed to be out in Dodge City, Kansas for a doubleheader Friday and Saturday. Well, winter temperatures, very cold, frigid conditions led to the cancellation a little bit ahead of time by management for the World of Outlaws and the track. That race is canceled, will not made up. That brings everybody, the World of Outlaw Sprint Cars, the DIRT Series Big Block Modifieds, and the World of Outlaw Late Models to Charlotte this weekend for the World Finals. Hashtag all dirt roads lead to Charlotte. Yeah, they lead here. All the dirt classes, the major touring dirt classes in the United States, will be with us this weekend at the dirt track here in Concord, North Carolina. Big, exciting week in town. This is no small event. This rivals, to me anyway, and the attention it gets from the area and what's going on down at the Speedway. This rivals the Cup and the big races there at the mile and a half track that is across the street. All right, let's talk to it. Where do we want to begin? I am going to begin with Chase Elliott and Denny Hamlin, or Chase Elliott versus Denny Hamlin. Let's set the stage for this one. A lot of people saw the race yesterday, saw the fireworks, the bent fenders, the scraped metal, what have you. Denny Hamlin jacks up Chase Elliott and stuffs him in the wall in an attempt to win the race. We go through the usual stuff. Let's set the table for this a little bit. Started out with a restart earlier on where Elliott took the lead away from Brad Keselowski. Right there, we can stop the tape. Let's debate that a little bit. There was even some talk about that right there. Elliott came down underneath Keselowski heading into three. Where were we at the 500-lap race? We're about like three laps to go, I think, if my math is correct. And either Chase Elliott ran it in there really hard, or he just took Keselowski up the track. But they went in the corner side by side. Elliott down low. Kez is up high. Elliott winds up in the second groove. Keselowski out in the marbles way up near the fence, drops to about sixth or seventh. That is Elliott's pass for the lead. Now, Hamlin gets up to the back bumper of Elliott. The next time through turn three, Hamlin gets into the back of Elliott, sends him around and into the fence. We'll debate the scientific aspect of these here, both of these right now. Some people said, well, Elliott made a dirty move on Keselowski, taking the lead from him in that regard. A lot of people said, many people said, Hamlin made a dirty move on Elliott to take the lead and send him into the fence. Elliott's move on Keselowski versus Hamlin's move on Elliott. There is a big difference in both of them. Yes, I agree. I'm not a fan of either one. I think Elliott, just an opinion. I like all these guys, too. I don't have anything against Denny Hamlin, Brad Keselowski, or Chase Elliott. Yes, I have met all three. No, I'm not tight pals with any of them. But anyway, I wasn't a fan of Elliott just sending it in there and washing Keselowski up the track and saying that's okay versus Hamlin's move on Elliott. Elliott goes into turn three. He's leading the race, and Hamlin comes up behind him. That's bumper-to-bumper contact. You can easily see Elliott move to the low side of the racetrack, applied the brakes probably a little bit early. That's his right. He's the leader. He can do what he wants. He sets the pace. He sets the line. Hamlin was committed to the inside. He was going to the try to get underneath Elliott, and if he could not get underneath Elliott, he was using the front bumper and was going to give him a shove. Well, as circumstances may have it and the laws of physics dictate, Elliott goes around up into the fence. There is a difference between wrecking somebody and moving somebody out of the way versus side by side moving them out of the way. Bear with me, I'm going somewhere with all this. Moving someone out of the way, that's just become like a standard procedure in today's NASCAR. I don't think it has evolved into that. I think it has been made that way by a conscious decision. We're back with the brass of NASCAR not penalizing people for doing these type of things, moving guys out of the way, fender to fender contact. And it's tough to make calls like this. I'll admit that. That's something I will back NASCAR in. It is tough to make calls like this. But I got to think back when I was younger, first fell in love with this sport. I did not see, I guess, my first big-time Winston Cup Grand National race until I had been attending short track races for about 10 years of my life or so, give or take. And what I saw on the short track racing, my Saturday night stuff, was not this type of racing. I just didn't see it. I watched the modifieds on Saturday nights and Friday nights. I watched them on pavement. I watched them on dirt. I did not see this bumper-to-bumper, bump-and-run, move guys out of the way, slam-bang type of racing. I watched actual passing. I watched some of the greats. I watched Richie Evans. I watched Ronnie Bouchard. I watched Bugsy Stevens. These are the guys I grew up on. Jerry Cook, Manor Troyer, George Kent. These were the pavement-modified superstars of the late 70s and the 80s. And not that there wasn't crashing. Guys crashed. Guys spun. Guys bumped. But this moving people out of the way, that is acceptable, that is the type of racing. I did not see that when I was a kid. I saw a guy leading and he held his line. For the most part, there were exceptions to this rule, obviously, but he held his line. There was like an unwritten code of the right way to do things. The leader did not block, and the guy behind tried to pass him. That is just how they raced. Now, if the leader decides to block, well, I've seen that plenty of times where the guy in second leaves his bumper in there, and hey, you block me once, okay. You block me a second time, well, too bad. I'm not letting you out of that thing. My bumper's staying in there. Around you go, too bad you were blocking. I get that. But I just didn't see it. And this moving guys out of the way just didn't happen when I grew up on the short tracks. Now, as we go on into the later part of the 80s, Dale Earnhardt became somewhat, that was his reputation as the intimidator. And after his passing, this became glorified. He became the most popular driver ever, and how everybody loved him for moving guys out of the way and using the front bumper. This is revisionist history. When Earnhardt was alive, there were plenty of boos rained down on that man for his manner of driving. He was glorified after his untimely death. And this moving guys out of the way with the front bumper, in my eyes, just my personal opinion, has never been cool. It's never been the way to do it. I was not a fan of Earnhardt because he drove like that. And he's one of the best drivers to ever sit in one of these stock cars. And I just, you know, he was good enough to win these 7 championships in all those races without driving that way. I wasn't a fan of that type of racing. He was the only guy that I really saw do it. Now, people that I hear talk about yesterday's Martinsville race, maybe they watched a different style of racing in the region of the country and where they grew up. People talk about these short track late model races and a lot of the Winston Cup Grand National races before Winston came in. A lot of these weren't televised. It became an evolution of television coverage. And me living in New England, you saw how a handful of races a year. They were tape delayed, you know, weeks later on Wide World of Sports. There wasn't live coverage week to week to week and all this analysis. You didn't see it. You didn't get it. So maybe it existed and I didn't see it. What I did see is what I attended. And when I was at the Saturday night tracks week to week to week, from Danbury to Stafford to Thompson to Waterford to Riverside, Lebanon Valley, Middletown, I didn't see this front bumper usage of moving guys out of the way. I saw racing. Guys passed. Guys didn't block, guys raced. And when a guy did block a run in the middle of the track, he got a bad reputation, was known for it, and was talked to and raced that way by his other competitors. It was not cool. And, 2017 still isn't cool to me. So we go back to yesterday's race at Martinsville. I was not cool with how Elliott drove Keselowski, and I certainly wasn't cool with how Hamlin drove Elliott. Neither guy just passed. I could see Elliott's defensive stance, but Hamlin came in there. He had a brake pedal too, and we are with 3 laps to go, this playoff format. Guys think just anything goes. They're driving through guys, and it's almost like passing is a lost art, and the style of bulldozing on a short track is just accepted and celebrated and the way to be. Yes. Martinsville is extremely entertaining yesterday. For your dollar value, it is fantastic. Now, where do I use that word a lot? Regular watchers of the show, I use it with Bowman Gray Stadium for the modifieds on Saturday nights. It is great entertainment. Racing quality, no. It doesn't have a high racing quality. Sometimes it does, yes, but as an overall umbrella statement on Bowman Gray Stadium, no, the racing quality was not great. Entertainment, extremely high. Yesterday's race at Martinsville had a lot of entertainment to it and some good racing in it. But that finish where we just had pile drive after wreck, after spin, after front bumper, and that's just how we do it. Extremely entertaining, extremely attention. Yes, you get your money's worth, but to me, is that good racing? Nah, not really. Now, you'll never confuse Martinsville Speedway with any of the downforce tracks in NASCAR, for sure. You know, we could certainly use more short tracks because it was exciting. It was entertaining. But where, you know, with this bump and run, just I've never embraced it. I don't get it. Maybe I just grew up in a different region and I saw a different style of racing. When I was younger, it was all modifieds. They were open-wheeled cars. There weren't the rules that exist now where the Nerf bars stick out so you can almost use them like fenders. When I grew up, those Nerf bars were well inside the tires and the wheels with those wide steamroller style tires. So guys had to be careful. You couldn't just bang anybody like that side by side because those wheels would launch each other, kind of like racing on a sprint car nowadays. You couldn't just do that then, bang each other in the modifieds. Guys raced, guys passed. That's how I remember. That's how I saw it. And we've come along. You know, if one more person decides to quote Days of Thunder to me, I think I'm going to just, you know, jack them up. You know, rubbing is racing and blah, blah, blah. No, it's not. Rubbing is racing is a bad line from a horrible racing movie. And this you know, the foundation for what we saw at Martinsville was just, it sucked. It does suck. I'm not a fan of the playoffs, which I'm going to get to that in a moment here too. But that's kind of like a side issue for it, because in these guys' seats, when you're in the cockpit, there is so much at stake to win a race that it's win at all costs, and it literally is. If I have to smash the guy out of the way in front of me, I'm going to do it, and I just don't see the talent in running into the guy in front of you. I see a lot of talent in guys racing each other, and that's where it should be. That's the foundation for where I grew up. Now maybe if you had late model sportsmen here in the South and you watched them on a Friday night or a Saturday night growing up, maybe that was the style. I don't know. I did not see you know, Tommy Houston and Jack Ingram and Sam Martin, Butch Lindley on a week-to-week basis where they raced every Saturday night. Maybe that was the style. Maybe they did it. I don't really know. I did not see a lot of these guys in person until the 80s came along. There was more cable TV coverage. Then I started getting to more races as I got older. But for when I grew up and where I fell in love with the sport, I just didn't see this bulldozing style that we have nowadays. There's a tremendous amount of pressure on the drivers nowadays. You got to win today in these next three races to get a shot at the championship. I like the idea of the intensity to win, but NASCAR doesn't do anything. This is selling tickets. This is driving TV ratings. There's no penalties here. Don't even look for penalties or sanctions or anything coming out of Martinsville. It's not going to happen. NASCAR is thrilled with this. These wrecked cars, guys are mad at each other. You know, Denny Hamlin and Chase Elliott are running into each other after the checkered. Then they're arguing on the backstretch. Kind of surprised there wasn't a little more shoving and grabbing going on, but not too much, knowing the two of these guys with Bill Elliott's style. He lost his cool maybe a countable number of times in his whole career, but he was a pretty mellow, laid-back, and easygoing guy. He did get mad a few times, but you can almost count them. So I could see that in Chase in the way he goes. But just this bulldozing style of racing, I don't get it. You know, don't quote Days of Thunder to me or use a cliche, you know, all these sayings in order to win races and all that. I just don't get it. And if I was a new guy to the sport today, I don't know if I'd be a fan of this style of racing. But let's talk about the championship here. We've got this playoff format, Martinsville, Texas, and Phoenix. These three races decide of the eight drivers that are left in these playoff rounds who the four will be going to Homestead, Miami. One of them is obviously Kyle Busch. There's more coming up, but with the two races left, so we'll see who the other three are. Likely, very highly likely, one will be Martin Truex Jr. just because it's an incredible point total. But on the flip side of this, Formula One decided their champion yesterday. Lewis Hamilton is the 2017 world champion. We've got two races left in F1. Brazil coming up in a couple of weeks in Abu Dhabi on Thanksgiving weekend. Well, I just said in NASCAR, we've got Texas, Phoenix, and Homestead remaining. We're going to have four guys tied going into Homestead. We're looking at Formula One with two races left. The championship is decided already. We already know who the world champ is going to be. What do you like better? Me personally, I'm a big fan of Formula One. I think playoffs have no place in auto racing. You'll have five guys tied for the lead at Homestead. All of this playoff is smoke and mirrors and artificial. I'd rather see a legitimate champion. That's what I see in Lewis Hamilton and Mercedes this year as they won the F1 title. Yes, it is what it is. I'd love a championship battle with four guys at Abu Dhabi for the last race, but I want it to be there naturally. We've got four NASCAR guys coming up at Homestead, Miami. It's going to be artificial. It has been for years. I've said it so many times on this show. The last legitimate champion format they had was in 2003, and you can raise, you know, raise the cup to Matt Kenseth in that year. It's we've lost almost a whole generation of fans with empty seats and lower TV ratings. You know, the guys in the NASCAR industry embrace this stuff. They think it's the greatest thing since sliced bread. Still doesn't do anything for me. We're 14 years into this, and I'm still beating the drum against playoffs in racing. Yes, you have this situation at Martinsville. Yes, you have playoffs and tension, and you've got this four-way tie at Homestead. To me, it's just all fake. I'm not embracing it. I'm not on board with it. If you play back all my shows for the last 7 years, probably on this date in these fall races every year, I'm saying the same thing, and it's one repeat after the other. What can I tell you? We had a mess yesterday at Martinsville. Hamlin never should have. Hamlin drove. That was a dirty move. Case closed. You could have slammed on the brakes. I think it's better to win with some honor and some dignity, like the modified drivers I saw as a child, than to have that championship, win the races, hoist the trophy, but you didn't do it in a legitimate way. I'd rather be a Mark Martin in the world of auto racing, where no, I didn't get the championship, but I have the respect of everyone in the grandstands and everyone in the garage, and I drove with dignity my entire career. I'd rather be that guy. That's just one guy's opinion. A lot of you out there might disagree with me. That's how I am. I'd rather have the dignity to it. Martinsville start time. You're going to see a lot of this next year, I think. This qualifying at noon and racing at 3. We're going to see a little bit more of that. This two-day show, looking for the condensation of a schedule. Instead of these three-day shows at the speedways, I think they're going to look at two-day shows. And after the speedway contracts are up, these guys got these races, you could expect a little bit more adjustment to the schedule in 2020, possibly of the length of the schedule from February to November. No facts on that, just a scuttlebutt that could actually happen, that the length of the season might be changed. I think they should. You're going, it's just too long. NFL is still the juggernaut, despite the political aspects of all they have with the national anthem. Still the king in the United States sports, because they leave their fans wanting more. Short season, 16 weeks, then you're done, plus your playoffs, plus your Super Bowl. At the end of the year, you want more. You're upset it's over. This point of the year, man, gosh, this has been a long season and a long grind for everyone in NASCAR. And can I ask what's up with NBC? Guys, you got your mothership second week in a row airing the Formula One race. NBCSN on cable airing the Cup race simultaneous. Both of them are starting at 3 o'clock. You couldn't stagger that or put them on one network or two different networks. It's the same network, for crying out loud. You're fighting yourself. What are you doing? I just like that. It's not even like ESPN and Fox or NBC and CBS. It's NBC and NBC. They're fighting themselves at 3 o'clock for the auto racing world. Man, I don't get that. I don't know. Maybe brighter minds than mine know that. Maybe there's a good reason for it. I really, really don't get it. Everything between our broadcasts, please keep up on the world of racing with our website, SpeedwayReport.com. Speedway Report TV replays are now posted on the site on the top ribbon. You just click on the TV button and you can watch tonight's show and archive programs. We've got columns there from Steve Zonger, Paul Bloffus, and myself. Head to SpeedwayReport.com and you can read a lot about what I complained about tonight. Big thanks to Jeff Gilder, ZRN, and Racers Reunion for the production work this evening. The Goat Rodeo will be off tomorrow night. So racing through history, check your local listings, but they should be back next week. They are off tomorrow night. Big thanks to everyone on the Racers Reunion chat rooms for tuning in. Now, if you tuned in late or would like to catch a rebroadcast of Speedway Report, we are on demand at SpeedwayReport.com, RacersReunion.com, and the Speedway Report Facebook page has all our shows archived. I want to thank all of the military, past and present, for the freedoms we enjoy as Americans in our daily life, including the simple things like bench racing right here on a Monday night. Freedom is not free, and a veteran paid that bill for us. To all of the men and women who are defending freedom and watching Speedway Report, take care of yourselves and come home soon. A special salute to the teachers, school staff, firefighters, police officers, and paramedics in our own communities. They are quiet and modest heroes every single day. God bless and thank you. You have been watching Speedway Report from the shores of Lake Norman in Race City, USA, Mooresville, North Carolina, produced and broadcast by the Zeus Radio Network for Racers Reunion Radio. Now, don't go anywhere, because BP, JB, and BS are coming right up at the top of the hour on Racing and Rocking with DragList.com. Please like our Speedway Report with Patrick Reynolds Facebook page and follow me on Twitter at SpeedwayPat. For Jeff Gilder, I'm Patrick Reynolds. We will be back next Monday with news from the NASCAR triple header in Texas, the North-South shootout for Modifieds in North Carolina, the World of Outlaws World Finals from right here in Charlotte. Thank you all for joining us on RacersReunion.com, Facebook Live, and SpeedwayReport.com. Happy Halloween. Good night, everybody. We'll be right back.
bad habits, baby. But you're the one I need to stay. I've got a few bad habits, baby. But you're the one I need to stay. I'm gonna cut you loose now, baby, before you cause my little heart to break.
Gentlemen, it's time for another round of racing and rocking with Dragnest.com.
Happy Monday, everybody. Welcome to Racing and Rockin', produced and broadcast by the Zeus Radio Network for Racers Reunion Radio.